Hello, hello. This is the intro for the Swear Not by the Moon AMA. And I'm Mooney, or Moon, whichever you prefer. And it's about time that I start answering these questions. They're not too many, so this shouldn't be too long of an audio, if there's a time constraint. But let's kick things off with La Petite Max question. Their question was, what is something you really enjoy about performing, whether it's sexy content or just VA in general? Oh, man. I think this is one of those answers that starts with, this probably started back in my childhood. But I really started playing pretend and putting on costumes and putting on my mom's shoes and jewelry and pretended to be another person when I was a kid. And I would play around with my siblings, and it was just a lot of fun. And I, later down the line, I don't think I really thought it could be like a career. But over time, it started becoming more and more present that I definitely want to do voice acting in some way, shape, or form. Even if it wouldn't be my main source of income, I wanted to still do it. And that's one of the reasons I started doing audios on GW. Hang on. I just got a call from Staples. About a print job that got left behind. No worries. It's all good. The funny thing about it is that I don't have a printer at home, so I end up using Staples a lot, and I guess I either left something behind or whatever. It's fine. Anyway, speaking of printing, I've always thinking of in terms of GWA and say for work voice acting, I'm always trying to figure out ways to improve. And I figured that in the past, I used to print out a list of characters I could inhabit, what I could use as in a demo at some time. And I used to follow by that pretty stringently until I realized I don't have to go just by this list. But I can expand my horizons into other characters, which is awesome. And that's kind of how I sort of fell in love with Yandere audios, because I love doing that character type. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a freak inside or something like that. So there are probably some issues there I need to unearth, but I'm not going to do that right now. But it's a lot of fun to do, like, just inhabit another character, but not in a way that you feel untrue to yourself, but in a way that's like, this could be me in another situation. This could be me in imaginary circumstances. And that's pretty cool. I think listening to a lot of audios, like the GWA audios, sort of helped me get over the whole performance aspect myself in terms of like the more lewd things. And of course, there's always you don't have to do anything that you don't feel comfortable with, but you also want to get out of your comfort zone acting wise so you can be as truthful to your performance as you can be. There's that fine line with that. Not wanting to do anything you're truly uncomfortable with, but also respecting that you have to get out of your comfort zone at some point in order to portray a character truthfully in their own circumstances. But playing pretend, I've always found that a lot of fun. And even though it's not my main source of income right now, I'm still having fun with it. It's just a lot. It's just something I really enjoy, and I love getting to collaborate with other artists. There's so many talented people on this site. I don't have the words. It's pretty amazing that I get to hear them, and in some cases with the collaborations I get to be a part of, that I get to act off of them, which is so cool. I love that. It's really cool. Let's see. What's the next question? Yes. We have 4 questions from Para Bailar Labamba. The first question is, have you discovered any kinks throughout your time here on GWA? I have. And this also has to do with exposure of it through, like, different audios I did. Not the ones I did, but the ones I've listened to. But I've also really liked... So I'm just going to say it. I've sort of discovered the whole breeding kink. Not to be pregnant, but to be bred. There's something very sort of primal about it. And it's like... They're primal and animalistic, and that's and something that's rough, but also can be really sweet. And it's like, it's that complexity of the breeding kink that I really enjoy. And, which is one of quite a few kinks that I found through GWA, as well as, like, I didn't really find... This next one through GWA, but it's perpetuated it. It's continued it. The love for English accents. Any accents of all sorts. Which is delightful. I love it. I love hearing them. I love responding to them. It's just really cool. And there's a few more, like degradation and praise and... lots of things to doing with maybe the mention of rope or shibari or being in sort of a more switchy mood. Like the tags on GWA posts where it could be like F sub turns into F dom or M dom turns into M sub. I love that. I love the escalation or the journey into that. I love seeing it, and I love just hearing like dom types being sort of melted into a puddle of submissiveness, people who are normally submissive types, sort of almost as if they're like going into a different form of them, of control, a different form of control when they turn into a more dommy sense, which is, and that journey, the escalation or the de-escalation in some cases, that turn just makes it more exciting. And that's one of my other kinks that I really have grown to appreciate and really like. The next question, let's see. When was the last time you cried? Probably I was finishing up I teared up, but I didn't cry outright. I didn't like bawl my eyes out. I was finishing up watching an anime called Akudama Drive. It's on Funimation, it's on Hulu if you want to check it out. It's like this cyberpunk world of criminals versus executioners, like, and it has a lot of like really fascinating characters and social commentary and a kick-ass soundtrack, and it's a thrill ride from start to finish. I first of all, I really recommend it. If you're into anime and stuff like that, you should check it out. Sub or dub, I don't care, just watch it. And I finished it, and the ending is, I won't go into spoiler territory, but the ending is very bittersweet. I've just been on a journey with these characters that I've grown to appreciate and care about, some more than others, throughout this 12-episode anime. And I just started tearing up. It was very final. Like, the ending is very final. And I just started tearing up. It's like, yep, this is it. I have all these emotions about these characters, and I'm gonna start crying now. Kind of like that. The third question is, what is the most extravagant meal you've ever had? Oh, man. I remember one time with my parents. My siblings and I would go with our parents out to dinner sometimes, and like during our childhood sometimes. And one of those times, I remember it was someone's birthday. I'm not sure if it was my mom's, my dad's, or my siblings. But we were at a sort of a fancy restaurant. It was a big occasion. And we got a baked Alaska for dessert. We had like steak and baked potatoes and asparagus topped with lemon dressing. And to top it all off, the literal icing on the cake was a baked Alaska. It's this sort of like very rich dessert. And we shared it among ourselves at the meal. And it came with a whole bunch of flaming candles and stuff. And everyone in the restaurant could see that this was someone's birthday. This was someone's big occasion. And it was really, I remember it being really good. But I also remember being in like a food coma for the next couple of hours after that. But yeah, that's one of the most extravagant meals I can remember. Let's see. The last question Para Bailar Labamba had was, what is your pettiest peeve? If you don't have any petty enough, what are your normal pet peeves? I ran into this today, actually. One of my biggest pet peeves is just screaming children. Like they're not old enough to know better, but the parents should be attentive to them, and so they don't make a scene or something. I don't know. It's like one of those pet peeves that really get up on my grill, which I dislike a lot, and I'm very sensitive to loud noises. So when I hear your child, which you are in charge of, sort of scream their bloody heads off, I don't appreciate it, and I just want to get out of the place as fast as possible. And yeah, that's my pettiest peeve. I know that the kid can't really control it. They're not at that age where they have sort of more, they're more aware of that kind of behavior yet. But if the parent is attentive to it, that's okay. That way I know intuitively that they're doing the best they can. They're just trying to get like a grocery shopping trip done, or they're just trying to go to the bank or something like that. But if the parent is just trying to ignore it, or if they are ignoring it and they just don't seem to care, that messes with me even more. And I don't appreciate that. And lastly, we have Mr. Licorice Returns' questions. The first one is coffee or tea? I love tea. I'm like a big slut for English breakfast tea. That is my favorite. I will drink it every day. I have drunk it most days. I do drink it most days. But on some days, I really like coffee because it gives me more of an energy boost than tea. Regular tea might. But I will say tea because it's consistently good. In my perspective. The next question is, what creature, either real or fictional, is your spirit animal? Probably an elephant or an owl, either one, like an elephant or an owl, because the owl is, I think of myself as sort of very stoic at times, and the owl I see is very unperturbed and stoic, and they have their goals and they are working hard at on accomplishing them, be it getting a meal or finding a shelter. They have their eyes set on the prize and they're going to go for it. I'd like to think I'm kind of in the same way, even though I have more hang-ups as a human, so I don't know. And for the elephant, I see, like, elephants as very, especially, like, the grown-up ones, they're very imposing at first. Like, with me, sometimes I feel like I have an RBF, a resting bitch face. But that's just my face. That's just me. I'm not a bitch, or at least I don't think I am. Please tell me if I'm a bitch. Well, in any case, like, elephants are usually, the grown-up ones are usually very imposing. But they're very, but as, like, the term says, they have long memories and they are very protective of their family and of their cohort in the jungle. And they're at the end of the day, they're just trying to survive, and they use their stature to their advantage. I'm not that tall, so I don't have that kind of advantage. But I like to think of myself as having a long memory and being very protective and around my friends and family and loved ones. So those would be my two, like, spirit animals for me. The last one is, if money and safety were no object, where would you like to travel the most? If I had the language skills, I'd say Japan. It is such a beautiful country. I would love to take a multitude of hikes there. I would take so many pictures, and I would save them forever. And I would love to travel with my loved ones there. And the culture is fascinating. It's very different and very fascinating. And they have the, of course, that's like the birthplace of anime. And so getting to travel to Japan will be really cool in that aspect. It just looks like a really cool place to travel to. I do not have the language skills to live there. And I don't have the paperwork to live there. But I can travel there if money and safety were no object. I would love to do that. That would be amazing. I also would like to travel back to, I've been to Italy once, and that was with my family, like, years and years ago. But I haven't seen Sicily yet. That's like where most of my extended family is from. And I would love to enrich that connection between my family. And of course, see the sights in Sicily and to get to know my relatives that live there, and to, like, walk throughout the lovely landscapes and swim in the ocean and stuff like that. I love to do that. Well, I think that's all the time we have right now. Thank you all so much for sending me these questions, and I've had a fun time answering them. Did I say answering them? Nah, I'm fine. And I thought I switched to, for some reason, I thought I switched, like, the words sending and answering. For some reason, those are very analogous in my head. But no, it's good. It's good. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this. And I will catch you on the next audio. Mwah.